from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Man, we've been talking long enough. Let's get to, go right down the list. Antonio in Oakland. Antonio, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, you guys? Yeah, man, Klay Thompson's been a great Warrior. I was at his 60-point in 29-minute game, you know. He's very loved, helped us win a lot of championships. But, you know, like, his self-awareness is not good. He got to realize he's not that guy, and he's acting like he is that guy still. And if he goes to the Lakers to play with LeBlame James, he's going to get the blame right when they start losing, that they go on a losing streak, if they lose in the playoff game. Like, if he goes 0-10 like he did in the playoff game or in the playing game, guess who's going to get the blame? He is. Because anytime you play with LeBron James,
but Antonio,
you get the blame.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. How's that different than here?
What do you mean?
Like, he got the blame for the playoff loss. He went 0-10. Everybody's 0-10. He got the blame for the Lakers series loss.
I mean,
he's got a lot of the blame.
Klay
Thompson. What would be different?
Yeah, but there's nothing like being blamed by the media on TV, the Nick Wright. The Colin Cowherd. I mean, come on now, man.
He is right about that.
Yeah, those clowns will do it.
The media. That is so good.
They will do it. That's a good point. But again, I've heard from this fan base over the last 2 years. We've taken calls. I haven't forgotten the Klay dialogue and how it was so bad. I got a call from somebody Friday night, late. I was about to go to bed. I get a call, and they're like, hey, man, I got to ask, man. You're over there. I'm on the East Coast, blah, blah, blah. Are they really talking? I'm reading some stuff about Klay Thompson. I can't believe it. I was like, yeah, that's kind of been the case over the last 2 years. And we get it. Why? We understand everything that's happened. I'm not saying Klay was a perfect Warrior, but he's going to get some blame. Like, and he got a lot of blame here. He gets more blame than Draymond Green, who missed 27 games last season.
Not for me.
Not from you. You're one person.
You know, I mean, I've been out on Draymond for multiple years, and I've made that pretty clear. And I probably got you in trouble because of it. But
you did not get me in trouble. Trust me. You did not get me in trouble.
Point being is that, you know, like, again, it's everyone's prerogative. I would say this. Anybody that is, you know, crushing Klay Thompson's going to come back around in a couple of years or whatever the time is right. Like, time heals all wounds.
You would hope so.
I think it will.
I still haven't seen Jeff Kent around here. Maybe I'll miss that.
I still think if Jeff Kent showed up to Oracle, I think he'd get a standing ovation.
I hope so, but what the hell was taking so long? I mean, we just saw the way the Giants did Brian Sabian.
Well,
they did Brian Sabian wrong.
Not the fans.
Not the fan, but the front office. So we don't know how the front office. It's going to be very, very interesting. Let's go to, we'll go to Rob and San Bruno, and then we'll get the BPA, and then we'll get to Jan in Sunnyvale. Jan's on the line. I love Jan. Robin San Bruno, what's happening?
What's going on, fellas? Look, before I get to my main point, I'm going to get one thing out about Klay Thompson. Last week I called, you know, got the radios going, and then Robin came from my head. You know what I'm saying? I thought we was cool, Robin. But I'm just going to say this. Klay Thompson got more playoff wins than Steph Curry. Check the stats. But anyways, look, man.
Because Steph missed a bunch of time. That is true. That's factually correct. He missed time. But you're right. After the Houston slip and all that, and then, yeah, you're 100% correct. That's undeniable.
So Klay Thompson, when needed, stepped up, led the Warriors, won playoff games. It wasn't like regular season games. He won playoff games. Let's not even forget the times, even the 2022 championship. Steph Curry missed the last 20 games. And who was the guy that was leading the charge? Oh, Klay Thompson, fresh off a knee injury, right? That guy, but he's a bum. But anyways, so the Warriors, man, I'm glad that Paul George trade didn't go through. That was desperate. I'm not giving that many players up for Paul George at 34.
I'm kind of with you.
What is this? And then this is supposed to be the Golden State Warriors. Y'all, when y'all four-time champions been to the finals, like, what, six times over this span? Mm-hmm. Y'all over here talking about Lori Marketing? What is we doing here? Look, man. Steve Kerr, he came into it. This is what I'm saying. Steve Kerr, even Dunleavy, they came. When Steve Kerr got here, the roster was already set. They came and added the Livingston. They came and added the most space, the little players here and there, and they filled out the roster. Now you got to develop those players. You got to develop that talent. They're not developing talent. Stop depending on the CBA, saying, oh, it's messing things up. No. Money came by everything. It's time for the players, the coaches in that room, the assistant, whatever coaches, to start developing the young talent they're getting. You had Wiseman, a 7-footer. He ain't perfect, but he can get you easy baskets. You didn't want to develop him. You got Kuminga. Duke can jump, run. He can get you 20 a night, but you still don't want to develop him. You got Moody. Every time he plays, he's solid. He's going to get you 10 or 12 a night, 13. He can be a living
like
type without the handle.
I like Moody.
But you still don't want to develop him, but you're developing guys like the point guard who's not athletically enough to even be a starting point guard in the league. JD, he's solid, but he's a backup. So you developing lesser talent, and don't forget about the other guys you played. You didn't even want to play Wiseman, but you're playing dudes that's not even in the NBA no more over Wiseman, over Moody too, and Kuminga. So at the end of the day, it's time for the staff to realize, look, the run is over. We need to develop these young guys. If you got to get Draymond off the ball and put him on the bench, I'm doing that because I need to see if Kuminga is that guy. And I'm going to tell you all this. Steph Curry won't be able to do that by himself. The Warriors didn't get better this offseason. They got worse.
Rob, good call. Listen.
Right now, I agree with him. Right now. Because you've lost Klay and you've lost CP3.
What if Klay zoomed out? And when he looked at that one fan in Sacramento where he said, boy, I saw that one fan in Sacramento with the number 11 jersey, and I said, boy, I've come a long way. I played in the state championship game here. I'm playing in playoff games here. Wow. And he sees that one fan with a Klay Thompson jersey, and he's like, you know what? That's cool, right? What if Klay Thompson is zoomed out of this situation saying, you know what? I know I could be effective, but I have to work way too hard for my shot. And I understand I'm 34. I understand I can't do some of the things I can do. There's a better situation for me out there. What if Klay just thinks that? I mean, that's totally possible where he's just like, you know what? No hard feelings. I just think I could do better in this situation. I think they're more suited to win big games.
He might feel that way now, but I mean, I didn't get that same like graciousness from him at the like in terms of like the situation. Like, he didn't seem at ease with the situation at all year. Now, again, I'm reading body language and I'm deciphering, you know, messages that he's sending. It didn't feel like to me. Yes, maybe now he's come to that opinion and he's probably not wrong.
Right.
But I do believe if all things were equal and he'd gotten what he was looking for, I still think he'd be here.
I don't know. I don't know if he would. I don't know. Now I'm starting to question.
So if he got a three-year,
He probably signs it. But you know what though, man? You know what though? Like, I do think. And obviously it affected him going to the bench, and he ends up going to the bench, and he played well off the bench. But if you're Klay Thompson, you do have to feel some type of way about, boy, you just gave my spot to Brandon Podziemski. And I'm not ripping Brandon Podziemski. Brandon Podziemski had a hell of a rookie season. Hell of a rookie season. He exceeded my expectations. He's a gamer. But where's that go? Where's that going from here? And he did hit that rookie wall last season. He hit that rookie wall for a little bit, and he had to go back to the bench. I just wonder how he would have taken that. So it's just kind of crazy to me. Let's go to BPA. It might get a little crazier now that we have Brian and Palo Alto on the airwaves. What's up, BPA?
What's going on, guys? Yeah, I mean, look, I don't begrudge Clay at all, right? And obviously I was one of the people in the camp that, you know, I didn't think he was, you know, sort of worth an unlimited number. And I think that was sort of validated by the market. But, like, bottom line is, you know, he's going to go to a contending team. The Warriors are not a contending team. Like, the Warriors, as constructed, are one of the worst teams in the NBA. Like, they were a 10 seed with Chris Paul and Klay Thompson last year. That's, what is that, 28, 29 points a game? 10 assists, that's gone. And it's, I don't even know how you replace it with letting Paul's salary expire. Which, to me, that is, like... That is a failure. I don't care if teams are, you know, they want to get out of the tax, but you traded Jordan Poole for Chris Paul, 1 year Chris Paul, and then you let it set expire. It's a failure. It's on Dunleavy and Lakeup. I would advise Lakeup to get out there and engage the fans because he looks like Jerry Jones Lakeup right now. That's what he looks like.
That's not fair. PPA, he's still there, young up. That's not fair. That's not fair. Unlike Jerry Jones. And now I get it. Jerry Jones has championships, but they got more dust on those, baby, than my treble at home. They got a lot of dust on those Super Bowls. They haven't gone to an NFC championship game since 1995. I think we need to see over what the next 10 years look like for Joe Lacob to start comparing him to Jerry Jones. Put your mic on.
I think it's pretty fair to say that the next 10 years will not be as lucrative in terms of championships, because it's just the history of the game. I mean, I'm not...
We don't know that.
You can have a great run. No, I know.
We don't know that, but the new CBA may prevent you from having the dynasty, but we don't know what the next 10 years look like. That's unfair to say.
No, I think it's just reasonable to say, like, logical to say.
Oh, will it look like the same as the last decade?
Yeah, that's all.
No, that's all. Of course not. Yeah.
They can still be wildly successful, but they think that they'll replicate what they did.
Yeah, six straight finals. Yeah, that's unheard of.
It would be the most unprecedented thing in sports.
And that's the thing.
Because this last 10 years was one of the most unprecedented things in sports.
And I hope we could all sit back and appreciate what the Warriors just did for a decade. Yeah, no doubt. But I think it's a little too early to say, Joe Lacob's Larry Jones. How much tax money has he paid over the last 5 years, 6 years, 7 years? They had the most expensive team in basketball history last season, and they were the 10th seed. So now we're going to get old Joe Lacob and say, he's going to turn into Jerry Jones. He's not doing this. He's not doing that. We're trying to make moves. They're not making the moves. Has there been bad decisions over the last 3 years? Absolutely.
And
Joe Lacob admitted Kelly Oubre Jr. was a bad decision.
And here's what I would say to you about like, you know, them being active and getting close. It just did the Clippers. That's fine now. But if 3 years from now, 4 years from now, 5 years from now, they're in the mix for all these guys and they're not landing any of them, well, then you start to enter the Farhan zone. That's a different, again, you're not there now, but down the line, if you can't, you know, land one of these things, well, now we're having a different conversation about your tenure.
No
and
doubt.
we're saying different things. But I think it's premature to say that today.
Yep. But part of me, too, is, you know, when you look at the finances, you look at the books, they're now under that first and second apron. They're going to get under the cap. You're not going to be in a repeater tax, which is a big benefit for the Golden State Warriors. Their repeater tax kept going up and up and up and up and up. Now, kind of like the San Francisco Giants, we're all clamoring to play the youngsters, play the youngsters, play the youngsters, play the youngsters. Well, as currently constructed, we're going to see a lot of the youngsters.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And I'm okay with that. Yeah. Like, I'm okay with both ways. I'm like, all right, let's see what we have here. Now, again, you have Stephen Curry. And that's the enigma in this situation. What is Steph going to want as we get to the All-Star game here in the Bay Area? And what if the Warriors are struggling? We get to that All-Star break, and all the Stephen A's and all the big wigs are out here in the All-Star break, the Nick Wrights and everything, and they start banging the table. What's next for Steph? Is he going to sign a veteran extension? Here's Bobby Marks. Bobby Marks, ESPN. Curry is eligible for an extension, folks.
Steph Curry is eligible to sign an extension this offseason for another year. What happens if he looks at this roster and says, wait a minute, my window is closing here. How much better are we going to get? I'm just going to play out the next 2 years.
That is the situation that is staring us in the face.
Well, I mean, you know, we will cross that bridge when we need to. And when we need to cross that bridge, we will do the Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods photo at St. Andrews and we'll wave it goodbye. But until that moment, I'm going to cling to the hope that he doesn't want to do that.
No doubt. Here's a funny one.
Because that's the unthinkable.
Yeah, that is the unthinkable.
I don't want to think about it.
But that is looming large. See, this
Do you even know what bridge I'm talking about?
No, not really. 5-0, no, I'm just cooking, man. I'm just locked in. What have you done for me lately? It's the name of the game. Nobody cares how much money Joe Lacob has spent to taxes. And that's today's fan, unfortunately. So if you go by that thought process, what have you done for me lately? You're never going to be happy. You're just never going to be happy as a sports fan.
Well, you know what we're going to do over the next couple of years? If things play out the way it's looking, we are going to separate the diehards from the bandies, in the bandwagons.
Oh, man.
We are going to really get back to who really loves the Warriors and who doesn't.
Who's taking games off? Who's not taking games off? Who's watching? Who's not? Go ahead, Spinone. You got something
to say? I'm a Warriors fan all the way.
Yeah, this is via Jake Fisher. So obviously, it's on Clay. This is senior NBA reporter. Yeah. Not that Jake Fisher.
Before you introduce him, because he works for Yahoo Sports.
Correct, senior NBA reporter.
He had a rough day on draft day.
Oh, no.
He was tweeting out a lot of, like, he just was wrong. Even Shane Young.
He's a high volume tweeter.
Yeah, Shane Young from Forbes was like, yo, you should just put the Twitter down.
Well, then take this with a grain of salt then. So, Klay Thompson is expected to choose between the Mavericks and the Lakers. It's down to two teams, those two in particular. So, there you go.
Tell us something that we don't know, Jake Fisher.
Is it going to land different if he goes to the Lakers directly after for a 1-year deal?
If he goes to the Lakers, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Who is the most hated ex-Warrior of all time?
Oh my gosh. Oh, man.
Lucky us.
Dunleavy?
I didn't want to say it.
Getting destroyed on social yesterday. Everyone was bringing up his career up until yesterday,
and forget his career for a second. Forget his career.
I did boo him, though, when he was playing.
Well,
I admit it. I'll tell him. I'll feel foolish,
Forget his career for a second.
I wanted J. Will.
Him as an executive. You make a good pick for Pods, who everybody loves, right?
Yeah,
TJD.
Yeah.
We got people filling TJD, right? He made the move.
Yeah.
Made the move.
Yeah. Shed $78 million in salary.
Exactly. And then got off the Jordan Poole deal, which a lot of people aren't Jordan Poole fans, so we got that contract off.
But, see, the one that sticks in my craw, I don't even know where that term comes from, it's the freaking Draymond deal.
Well, did he do the deal?
That's where I was going.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.